Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 18th, Thankful Tuesday. Usually we thank the Lord for a person, place, thing, and a characteristic of God. But today I want you to think about something that the Lord has brought you through so that we can thank Him for that. Also, someone who stood beside you in the midst of the storm. Then maybe we'll focus in on thanking the Lord for His presence in the midst of whatever we're going through currently. And finally, let's be thankful that in the end, all will be well. So this vision for being with the Lord in eternity. Our first passage today is in Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Should I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Micah, like many of the other prophetic books, is reminding us that God doesn't want empty rituals. He desires mercy and righteousness and humility from us. And so as we reflect on this passage, we can ask ourselves how we might show kindness or humility, or how we might walk humbly with the Lord today. Our second passage is Matthew chapter 23, verses 13 through 24. I'm reading in the English Standard Version. The title in my Bible says, Jesus Condemns Religious Hypocrisy. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. For you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive the greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte. And when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, if anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath. You blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears by it, and by him who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God, and by him who sits upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the other. You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. I love it when our verses from the Old Testament and the New Testament seem to pair well together. The Pharisees looked religious on the outside, but they were actually stumbling blocks for people who truly wanted to know God. They obsessed about the small little details of religion, but they didn't think about the bigger issues of justice and mercy and righteousness and faithfulness. And so what do we do with that today? I think we are to remember that we don't need to just worry about what we look like on the outside. Let us pray with sincerity that God would give us a heart of faith and not just religious habits, and help us, Lord, to focus on what really matters to you. Our proverb today is Proverbs 18 and verse 1, the danger of isolation. Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. We are challenged today to live with integrity before the Lord. He desires justice and mercy and humility, and he wants our heart. And as we seek the Lord in these days, may we do so in community, in a community of followers of the Lord who are seeking him together. As I mentioned earlier, it's Thankful Tuesday. First, we can be thankful for our memory verse. Do you know it? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord God, for sending your Son, because you loved us so much. Now I'm going to lead us through a contemplative prayer where we thank the Lord together. Will you pray with me? Lord, you are holy and righteous, merciful, abounding in steadfast love. We thank you that in the midst of life's storms, you are present. And we want to give you praise today for something that you have brought us through. As we reflect on our stones of remembrance, these things that you have brought us through, we thank you for the people in our lives who have been faithful in their partnership with us. Lord, it's easy to not be thankful in a present storm, but we ask for your Holy Spirit to give us spiritual wisdom and to help us to see you in the midst of life's storm. We also want to thank you, Lord, for the heavenly hope that we have, that one day all will be well. Lord, if there were only two words that we could say in prayer, may they be today, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.